Hi, this is Michael Carr, and this is the audio letter, How to Be a Servant. The scriptural meditation for this talk will be taken from the second chapter of Philippians. Now, we've all heard many talks about serving the Lord. Many do's and don'ts have been offered in an explanation of how to serve God. However, service is not a mere checklist or a list of how to do it. Being a servant of God is a heart attitude, not just a work attitude. A heart attitude indicates a desire for a strong and intimate relationship with a loved one. Being a true servant of God means that many of our acts are based on love for God and not just an obligation to Him. God says in His Word that He loves a cheerful giver. This again is an attitude of the heart and not just an obligatory act. What I would like to offer is a blueprint for growth in service to God. These are mere foundation stones and guideposts to be the kind of servant that God wants us to be. God, in His generosity and goodness, gave us unique personalities and gifts to serve Him. The intent of this talk is to help us to identify the best ways to give glory to our Lord within the personalities and unique gifts that God gave us. Now, many things are done in the name of the Lord, but this does not mean that they are all guided by the Holy Spirit and are true reflections of who God is. To be a true servant of God, it must be done by the grace of God and not in our own strength. Our own works will rot and fade away because they are of the flesh. But the works of God's grace will stand forever because they are done in the power of His Spirit. Everything done by His Spirit will stand forever. Everything done in the flesh will rot away and become useless. In order to receive God's grace, we must desire an intimate relationship with Him. It's in this intimacy with God that establishes the permanent works of God. But we can experience grace in special circumstances without having intimacy with God. However, what I want to discuss here is having regular moments of intimacy with the Lord. Many books could be written about developing intimacy with the Lord. My intention here is to merely point out that intimacy with God is a necessary requirement for being a true servant of the Lord. I would like to discuss four steps that both increase our ability to have intimacy with the Lord and increase our capacity to serve Him. These four steps are actually four recurring themes in our lives that God uses to draw us closer to Him. As in any intimate relationship, God would want all of our being to be involved with Him and not just part of our being. We are His holy temple, and we are made for His use. He has created and foreordained us so that He might dwell within us and rest upon us. It is the very presence and resting of God upon us that makes us the best servants. The more we desire Him, the more His presence comes upon us, and the more we will desire to serve Him. Service is an expression of the loving relationship between God and us. Service isn't a means to an end. Service is an expression of the end of our loving Him. Many of us serve to gain points with God, but to God, service is meant to be a natural expression of our love for Him. Our salvation is not founded on how we serve, but on the redeeming acts of Jesus Himself. It's God's mercy that saves us. Service is an expression of the appreciation of God's gift of salvation to us. It is produced from the flower of obedience and love, and not works and fear. This flower takes time to be planted and to grow. It will become stronger and more beautiful the more time we spend in the presence of the Lord. It is pruned and cultivated by the suffering, rejection, and misunderstanding that we experience in our lives. Its growth is empowered by the Spirit Himself, but this growth needs the refreshment and encouragement of other believers. A true servant of God needs to be vulnerable to receive from others. One does not learn to serve until he truly learns to receive. True service is an unending circle of receiving from God, giving to others, and receiving from others. If we consistently receive nothing, we have nothing. The process of giving and receiving makes a complete servant. The true servant is strong and weak at the same time. They both give and need. God will pour out His abundance on such a vessel. A servant is complete in himself only when he gives and receives from Christ and from others. When we become the Lord's servant, it is an expression of our entire self. When we walk in the Lord, we are in a process of constant growth and change. God is always leading us towards a deeper walk with Him and a greater intimacy with Him. I want to discuss how we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit to become the servant of God that He wants us to be. First, we serve God with our thoughts. We often become what we think about. It may seem elementary, but it's hard to become God's servant without thinking about becoming God's servant. We need to ask God to raise up thoughts of service in us. Without these thoughts of service for others, we are often thinking about ourselves. The question is, are we thinking about ourselves or about Jesus? When we serve to gain recognition for ourselves or others, God will still bless us, but our service has a greater anointing and power when we serve with a selfless heart. God wants us to think of Him first, others second, and ourselves last. The principle is that whatever we think about the most is what we become like. If we think about ourselves, we will become self-centered. If we think about Jesus, we become Jesus-centered. We need to serve God with our bodies. All the good thoughts about service would mean nothing unless we acted upon them. Our bodies are the vessels that God wants to use to make His love and service practical to others. For instance, we can think thoughts of love, but if we don't show love, the others around us won't be aware of our intentions. The old expression is, "If you really love me, show me." In Romans 12, Paul talks about presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice for God and for others. We could try an experiment. Try and sit across the room from somebody and send them loving thoughts. This will probably not have the desired effect until we show them our loving thoughts. As we yield our bodies to serve and worship Jesus, God's presence flows in and through us more and more. The continual flowing of Jesus in our life leads to a deeper relationship with Him. We present our bodies not only in service, but in relationship to Him. This leads us to a whole new understanding of worship. Worship is actually everything we do to serve and honor Christ. It's a continual expression of us giving our thoughts, bodies, and actions for Him, for the glory of His name. We need to give our hearts to God. The fountain of true service does not just lie in our thoughts or our bodies, but in our heart. Service grows when we give our heart to serving the way we have seen Jesus serve us. It's very easy for us to serve ourselves rather than to serve Jesus. When we give our heart to serving others as Jesus served us, we are given a selfless heart from God. It is in a selfless heart that God places His anointing and His riches. Power and blessing and love flow from this kind of heart. It's in a selfless heart that the treasures of Christ are stored. Serving others for Jesus brings us closer to God in a progression of blessing, riches, and fulfillment. The delights of a servant are many. We could receive more joy and pleasure of God as we build His kingdom. This kind of godly service reveals God's mercy and softens other people's hearts. Service is both the foundation of God's kingdom and the pathway to His mind, His heart, and His presence. God wants to make our hearts soft with His continual presence. He wants our hearts to be alive and beating for Him. God pours out His life through a living heart, not a dead one. Being God's servant means that we can have soft and living hearts. Other people will experience the life in us and be drawn to it and also to Christ. Our life is our gift, not just our time. Everyone agrees that how we use our time is important, but God regards our life as even more important than our time. God wants all of us, not just a few hours of ourselves a week. Our whole lives need to be at His disposal, not just our calendars. We need to give our lives to God so that He can use the time we have in any way that God wants. When we are deeply in love with someone, we just don't offer part of ourselves. We offer all of ourselves. God is constantly offering all of Himself to us. He considers His relationship with us to be a very passionate one. We have a hard time understanding what it means to give our complete selves to something or someone. Our lives are so sectioned off as to serve many people and accomplish many things. Our goals become watered down and diverse. Without Christ, we have no overriding purpose in our lives. Passion is both the road and the fuel for greatness. Passion needs focus and continual commitment. Our lives are often anything but that. We need to have one purpose to pull everything together. This purpose needs to be giving our lives away so that others are drawn to Christ and we can be made more like Him. If everything we do is to draw people to Christ and to be made closer to Him and to be made more like Him, then our lives will have one continuing purpose. That purpose is to love Him with all our hearts and to glorify His name. Without this clear focus, life can be full of endless dead ends and diversions. It is not that the other things we do don't have merit. It is more that nothing really has meaning and purpose unless it is done for Christ and in Christ. This relationship with God means that we need to be totally available to Him and open to Him at all times. Our lives are a gift from God, and we need to give it back to Him. Since our lives are at God's disposal, it also means that our time, talents, and treasures are also at His disposal. It is good that we offer our time, talents, and treasures as expressions of gratitude for the life that He's given us. We cannot give all our life to God at one time, but we can give pieces of it to Him as we go along. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says that we need to live one day at a time. It is in serving Him one day at a time that we are given the gift of our life to Him. When we offer our lives to God in service, people can see us living out the gospel that Christ lived for. We can accomplish some blocks when we serve Jesus. The devil loves to put hindrances in our way of serving the Lord. Here are some of them, for they are by no means a complete list. What will people think of me? What happens if I don't serve good enough? Someone could probably do it better than me. It's also easy to get puffed up about our own importance when we do it well. Humility is more important than recognition. We is more important than me. Competition works against the servant's heart. We are not competing against our brothers and sisters. We are working with the Lord Jesus. Our service should be an act of service to the Lord, not an "aren't I wonderful" display of our talents and abilities. We are important to the Lord because He created us and He loves us. We are not just valued and loved for how much we serve Him. Competition creates division and jealousies, but humility brings glory to God and unity with God. We need to ask the Lord to serve Jesus for Jesus' sake and not for our own sake. Let us remember, if we do things for ourselves, we'll be left by ourselves. But if we do it for Jesus, the Holy Spirit brings our hearts and our spirits together. We also serve for the wrong motives. We need to serve God to meet Him, and when we meet Him, we will begin to know Him. And when we know Him, we will begin to be like Him. As we are like Him, we will fall in love with Him. When we serve others in the name of Jesus, they begin to see Jesus in us. Self-centeredness crushes God's anointing for service, but Christ-centeredness in our service releases His presence and power in others. This Christ-centeredness also releases the mercy and kindness of God to the people that we are serving. It inspires others to see Jesus and to serve Jesus more. Service to others should come in packages of mercy and kindness and not self-centeredness. Serving and loving are the same. If someone says they love me but they don't serve me, they have neither loved or served. Christ-centeredness also gives us a vulnerable heart. We really can't be needed until we need someone ourselves. We don't serve from superiority, but we serve in humility, knowing that we're all in need of the love of Jesus Christ. We should come together in Christ in our weaknesses. It is then that Christ can exalt His plan and His presence in our life. It's in serving that we become like Jesus. It's in serving that we meet Jesus. It's in serving that we come close to the very heartbeat of God. Thank you very much, and may God bless you and be with you until we talk again.